Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. I would hold up my Maryland Lottery tickets, but I think I gave them all out. I'm going to have to root through the bottom of my bag. We're at Coco's Pub. They are celebrating 40 years. We are celebrating 27 years of tastiness. This is the segment where I get to finally christen number 5 on the list on the countdown. It is our final segment of the Maryland Crab Cake Tour for the summer. We got Ravens football ahead. We got college football ahead. Pumpkin spice is going to be legal as of like Monday or Tuesday because it's September.
Oh, wow, right.
Mike Versigliano is here. He is my co-host with the K. And Marcella Knight is here. She is Marce of all things 40 years at Coco's Pub.
Yes.
Celebration, woo! Celebration. Listen, I got this glass. And Marce, I want to tell you, I came for the party on Sunday and I saw Nick the Greek and I saw your inner family workings, and I met Liz's husband. I met people's children around here. And when I went to leave, you were giving these party favors out. And I really want to thank you because I did the show at Pizza John's on Friday, and I didn't tell Brett. He didn't do the show. He's too busy making a pizza. I don't have time for this. So I had a Pizza John's glass just like this, and I like a frosted mug. So inside the freezer, I keep them upside down, right? I have one from Chesapeake. My buddy owns Chesapeake Computer Company. He gave me a glass 20 years ago. Pizza John's, I probably had it 15 years. It's really old, black and white. And about 3 weeks ago, my dear friend Dave Hochran from Deep Eddie Dave, gave me a big bottle of orange vodka, Deep Eddie. And I had oranges, and I had all the stuff to make an orange crush. And I took the glass out of the freezer, frozen.
Uh-oh.
And I put the ice in it and the vodka and then a little bit of orange. You know, I did it upright. And it was still frozen with all the stuff. And I have granite counters.
Yeah.
Oh, went sliding.
Worse.
I put it down. They travel.
It didn't travel. It got
fractured.
Like the tongue. Stuck.
Stuck.
Right.
And
like
I
Christmas
picked it
story.
Up. And it wouldn't move. And I'm like, damn you. And I moved it. And when I moved it up, it shot down, it shattered all over the place.
Don't do that with this glass. No, it was the one you had.
The Pizza John's glass.
Pizza John's.
Don't do it with that glass.
I didn't tell them. I did the show there Friday. And by the way, get the cheesesteak. It was number 8. So I broke a glass in my hand. I didn't get caught. My God. I screamed. Because like it was just orange juice and vodka everywhere. And my wife came over, and I was traumatized because I thought I was going to be bleeding, and there's glass everywhere, and the cat, orange juice and vodka all over the counter. And Jen comes over kind of calmly for her, has a towel, and she's cleaning up all the glass. And she says, I'll make you another one. I'm like, I'm traumatized. I'm not having anything. So when I saw this on Sunday on the way out, they were lined up. I'm like, I'm going to replace my glass.
There you go.
So I took your Coco's glass home, and I showed it to my wife because she got home last night. And I said, I got a new glass, and it's sitting now in color in my freezer. So you're going to be my beer glass from now on because I get my Moosehead or my beer. I do it in the frosted mug. And I have the glass. And when I got home, Jen's like, you only brought one? So I told her I knew you, and I would get her another 40th anniversary glass. 40 years, and
40
that party
years.
You threw on Sunday.
It
We're
was,
seeing,
it
no
was
offense, pretty. I hope you enjoyed your wine out in the county now.
Are you
but,
sure
no,
I'm
sorry to
can't
miss.
You're
hear
totally,
myself.
I'll make sure that you can hear yourself. Now you can hear yourself. All right, yeah, you can hear yourself.
There. Now I can hear myself.
See?
There
oh,
we
yeah,
go. Okay.
Better now?
Yes.
How was your party from your perspective,
so,
and more importantly, your mom's?
It was so beautiful. It was amazing seeing faces and friends all in one place.
It was like your all-star team, right?
It was like our greatest hits package.
Yes,
it was really, really nice. My parents were over the moon. They just couldn't believe it. They couldn't. My mom, she was so funny. She came in and, you know, I got my family here, my parents here early before everybody else. And she sat down and she looked around and she goes, wow, this place is so big.
Wow.
Well, you took a couple tables out.
Some chairs.
It was so cute because she hasn't been here in so long.
Yeah.
You know, to see it through her eyes.
So your mom and you, your mom's battling being older at this point, and you're here and you're trying to throw the celebration. What does the I don't know, it was 40 years ago. You must have been 2 years old. What was it like when you walked in here in 1985, and what do you remember as a little girl, young girl, of walking in and thinking that this business would be here 40 years later, that this would be your life
and
your family's life? And, like, I think that that's the thing. Like, if anybody walked in here right now, they would recognize me talking to Rasig about sports, but they wouldn't recognize the cleaned up version of me, how you get older and you want to do things differently, and I want to save the city, and I want to talk to business owners more than kiss the Orioles' butts. But you get older through all of this, and you really gain an appreciation for a 27th anniversary or 35th anniversary on the radio or 40th anniversary owner place. But I think sometimes you forget the roots even the first time you came in, because it's so long ago and you can't – it's a dream you didn't even know you had, and you lived it, right? Like, literally.
Right.
It's your life, right? You don't go in 1985 saying, I'll still have this place in 2025, and I'll have the greatest crab cakes. And we'll be.
Right.
It evolves into that, doesn't it?
It morphed right into it.
Well,
yes,
what did you
absolutely.
Think when your mother said, Marce, we're buying a bar on Hartford Road? Right? Like, literally, right?
Yeah. I was 19,
okay.
by the way, when my parents opened the place. And I did used to tend bar here, back when
but when you're 19,
opened.
Your mom buys a bar. That's kind of neato torpedo, right?
Yeah, it was just fun. It was, it was a place to hang out, a place to come eat, come see my mom.
You lived here in 85, or you were in Cockeysville in 85?
We just moved here in 85. We moved here from Cockeysville in 1985.
Really?
Yeah. So we didn't get here till a year or so later that we discovered Coco's, but I'm an 85 too,
you weren't here when it was a pool table and all that? You remember being
I certainly
bar?
Remember that, of course, but I'm just saying I wasn't there initially.
In the very,
you
very
know.
Beginning.
Like
I don't
Nick
even
was
really
probably
remember.
There. I bet you Nick was there right from the beginning,
I do remember my parents always saying that St. Francis was like the original gang of people that came in here and really
right.
really like put us on the map.
Ryan Dorsey came a couple of hours ago, your councilman,
and
he grew up
in
Mayfair. He grew up with your boys,
yes.
and he spoke passionately about how the neighbors called it Cuckoos because they didn't know how to pronounce it.
Right.
So I started having some fun Cuckoos.
Right.
And you said it was Cuckoo in here.
It was like my mom called it the Wild Wild West.
yes.
a different crowd. It was it was your typical
Northeast Baltimore
Northeast
Bar.
Northeast Baltimore Bar.
Yes. It was a neighborhood bar.
Dark neighborhood bar, pool tables, shuffle bowl tables,
yes.
poker machines.
Right.
Did those machines pay? Did they pay?
No, absolutely not.
They didn't pay at Harvey's neither. I met Marcy at a bar. Now, I met her at the Emerald Tavern, 1992, Rasig.
No kidding. I didn't realize
my
that.
My radio career began in December 91. And in 92, I learned about I needed sponsors, right? And I went to Harvey at the Emerald Tavern, who was a family
right.
friend.
Right.
He had put the satellite dish on my parents' house in Dundalk in 85. He was in a satellite business, Harvey was. Harvey's in bars and whatever. And I went to the Emerald Tavern, and Harvey had a sports bar, and I was an Oilers fan. And
yes,
I wanted to watch Oilers games. I wanted to watch Oilers games. And he had the satellite dish and promised me he'd put the Oilers game on. And then... Hey, you're Nasty Nestor from the radio, and then I became that. That's pretty good, Harvey. And Susan will appreciate that, so will Greg. And Marcy and her mom, on Sundays, would sit at the far end of the bar. I DJ'd on the other end. They're right by the bathroom. Her and her mom.
No kidding.
And Marcy,
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Marcy was a couple years older than me, but not by a lot, but too old for me then. Because I was probably 23, and she was like a grown. She's like 26. She was like a woman.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
And she's beautiful.
Yes.
And I used to look over, and I had no shot. She was older than me. She had her mom with her. They were having a good. But Harvey would always, Marcy and her mom, you ever been to Coco's Pub? They got the best crab cake in town. That's pretty good. That's pretty
that's
good.
That's kind of cool history.
So
you two. I
Harvey
didn't
would
that.
Always tell me, you got to get down and get her crab cake. And so he knew about your crab cake in 1992, 93. Do you remember the first crab cake? Because this place didn't serve food, right? Like, when your mom got it, there was no way to make a crab cake, right?
No, there was no kitchen. There was...
So she said, we're going to have a kitchen, and we're going to make a menu, right?
Yes.
I mean, literally.
Yes.
Because a lot of these recipes are your mother's, right?
Yes. And they've evolved over time. I mean, the recipes, it used to just be like a little chalkboard or one of those little whiteboards, and she would go to the, literally, she would go to the grocery store and buy a couple items and come in here, and that's what she served that day. That's how it all started.
See, he's a Buffalo guy. I think the Anchor Bar was the same way. The Anchor Bar, as I know it, Frank and Teresa's famous Anchor
right.
Bar, was a corner bar. Have you ever been there? It certainly plays the role of that. It's in a
yes.
really challenging
it's a very iconic like Coco's.
Yeah. And very
In that city, yeah.
And as the understanding is, they had poker games, were playing friends. It was a neighborhood bar,
we
right?
We would have people come
and Frank
and
Teresa had chicken wings, and nobody ever wanted to eat a chicken wing in 1965,
that's right?
And she fried them up and put some dirty sauce on them and threw some blue cheese out.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, that was bar food.
That was the birth
in
of
Baltimore
that.
In Baltimore in 1985, and I can promise you, because I'm old enough, and you're all old enough, when you say it was a little dark corner bar, those bars had potato chips. Sometimes
we had racks behind the bar.
They would have a hot dog.
Pig's feet and pickled eggs.
They had things that they...
Wow.
Yeah, in a jar. In a jar.
Yeah, in a jar.
So this,
I hate to get the pig's feet out.
If you had maintained that arc, you would not be the success you are.
Every bar in town that was a bar had popcorn or peanuts that they would serve you. But when you went to a bar, you didn't expect to eat.
Yeah,
I mean, you
right.
really didn't. It
right.
was it, like
right.
some chips, some nuts. I went to so many. Even when I started doing radio in the 90s, I would go into little bars, and I knew they weren't like great sponsor locations, but they didn't have food.
Right.
I mean, you evolved into becoming, I mean, honestly, a foodie destination based on your crab cake. And I ain't even going to talk about your crab cakes. How about that? I mean, everybody else talks about it. I'm going to talk about
coconut shrimp.
This is the part where I'm going to feature number five. Number five, I mean, I've offended some of my sponsors. You're number 9, 8, 7. My top four aren't even sponsors. Two of them I've never mentioned
right.
on the radio.
But these are your favorite.
These are my favorite.
Are they in order?
Oh, so five is your fifth favorite in order.
That's just wrong.
I tried to put them in order. See, everybody's mad at me if they're not number one.
I mean,
but when I tell everybody what number one is, nobody's going to argue.
You should have done it alphabetically.
You know how I did
what
this?
Can you tell me what number one is? Because I have not.
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
So,
or we're going backwards?
Well, I didn't want to offend my friends at the Beaumont in Catonsville, but I needed to do shows all month. So I made their fried lobster like in the 20s, but I said I had dinner, I had a steak there last night. Like, it's a top five restaurant that we go to. I've only been eating there a couple of years. My number one item I've been eating for 20 years. My number two item I've only been eating for maybe 10 years because it didn't exist. My number three item is a place that I'm famous for. I'm known for this place.
Okay.
But the item on the menu, they did not even serve meatballs 10 years ago.
Right.
Like, literally didn't have a meatball on their menu. They were an Italian restaurant without a meatball.
That's got to be a meat.
I'm not telling anybody.
Very mysterious. Very mysterious.
I know nothing. I'm like Schultz. I know nothing.
Right.
I want to do in this segment, and we're going to do Africa, and I want to do more. But this, to me... And I don't know why I even ordered it when I came in here years ago. And I fell in love with it. And I love your crab cakes. You know I love your cream of crab. I already had a bowl of cream of crab soup today. I was going to feature that as part of the cream. I was going to do cream and Maryland crab soup every day for a month. And then at some point in the spring, I'm like, I love the pretzel at the Philly Pretzel Factory. I love Indian food. I want to feature it. I love my Thai place. But it's not a place that's a sponsor, Fuji-san. I've never put a picture up. I made it number 19. Do you know how many times I've ordered Chinese food from Happy China in Hartford? I get it once a week. I love it so much. But it's not like something I feature, my shrimp and broccoli there. I just wanted one time to take care of all my sponsors and feature something. At Costas, I featured their Oysters Rockefeller because their cream spinach is... to beat the band. It's phenomenal.
Oh,
and nobody,
I love
people go to Costas for crabs or crab cake or they get this or that or they got their thing or whatever. People come here and every person gets a crab cake in here.
Without a doubt.
Is it 80% tables, 75% get a crab cake, people come in here?
I would say that crab cakes are probably close to 90% of our sales.
Six people at a table, five get a crab cake.
Yes.
And that's what I see when I'm physically
now,
in here.
Now, locals will get something else because they come in multiple times a week. And you can't eat a crab cake all the time.
Not your crab cake. Too big. I can't eat anything
so
else.
So it's the locals that come in for the burgers and the wings.
My wife loves your burgers.
The Wednesday night specials that Eric does, you know.
And the specials are great. I mean, but this, where does this emanate from? Because you have told me about this three or four times. Once a year we talk about this and I eat it. Because I just think, like, so many places you go and get fried shrimp or shrimp. It's a Cisco breaded thing in Margaritaville. It was made in a factory and somewhere in Kansas. And it's been frozen for 3 months. And it's good. It's fine. And then they give you some mango sticky sauce or some cocktail. It's fine. This is a labor of love for your business. It's not a huge, it's a huge food cost thing. You probably don't make a fortune on it, but it is unprecedented. Number five on my list, and when you hear the top four, you know I got other sponsors mad at me because it's number five. But I love your coconut shrimp, and I just don't know anywhere else where I get coconut shrimp in other places. But it's gonna be frozen. It's not gonna be what you
do.
I don't even know
how
you came up with it or thought about it or why you even keep it on the menu when it's such a pain in the butt item. But it's just so delicious.
You know, we used to have the frozen breaded shrimp on our menu.
Well, you ain't got it as well.
And it was good.
Now, you talk
but
and I'm
then,
eat. Right.
At some point, the quality of it went down, and we weren't happy with it. And so Eric decided he was going to do his own. So we thought, because we're a tropical kind of, you know, Key Westy
bar. Was the theme
right,
thing.
The
that,
parrot,
you know,
all that.
So this is because of your parrot.
Would be really
literally,
good.
That right. You have coconut shrimp. Okay.
So we started doing our own, and
the rest
it
is
took
history.
Off. The rest is history. Crunchy. And then the raspberry jalapeno sauce is one of our wing sauces. So we didn't want to do the typical orange marmalade that most places sell with it. So we decided to use our raspberry jalapeno sauce.
Does anybody complain about the raspberry, or do people eat it and say, I've never eaten a shrimp like this in my life? Which is one of, this is raspberry jalapeno sauce. This is a very similar sauce to what they do on the chicken and waffles at State Fair, one of my other great clients over in Catonsville. So they do literally, it's a little more jalapeno, a little more spicy than your sauce.
Well,
with
waffles,
it has
literally,
a little hit.
Do you know what we do to make the sauce? We roast our own jalapenos first.
Nice.
We put them on the grill and cook them down. We do literally everything from scratch from that sauce. When the peppers are cooking, it smells so good in here.
Let me just say that five, being the fifth, number five, five's a good number in this town, Ness. Brooks. Joe Flacco, you know, five's a great number. So, you know, you've given her a
we'll
great,
take it.
You've great, given her a good
I'm
number.
I'm going to be honest with you. The only reason you're number five is because you were closed a couple weeks ago. I couldn't do the show here.
And you knocked it down two numbers?
Well,
or what
I wanted to do was feature my clients and friends in the top 10. Because, I mean, you all have one thing that I love, right? So I did the show last week. A Thursday, I did the show at Fadley's, and I featured fried oysters. I'd never had a fried oyster in my life.
Oh my god!
She flash fries these with
Are great.
I mean, they're outrageously delicious. So I featured that at her place. Friday, I was at Pizza John's. I did not feature the pizza, although the pizza is unbelievable, and you know that. I featured their cheesesteak.
You know, I haven't had their cheesesteak in a really long time.
It is delicious.
When you get it to go, do they wrap it in paper or do they stick it in a box?
They wrap it in paper.
Oh, I love that. That makes such a difference.
It really
I recently
does.
Got a cheesesteak from somewhere for my crew here. And
it didn't get melty?
It was just in a regular carryout container. And I grew up with the old school sub shops that wrapped it in the paper.
Right.
And something about that just, I don't know if it makes it taste better or it's just a memory that I have, but it just
well, they
tastes
make
better
their own
to
bread
me that
there.
Way.
It's like scratch kitchen. You have so little space here. Pizza John's, when I tried to explain, I explained this to J.B. Jennings the other day, Wendy Bronfine from Curio Wellness, who's really underwriting the 27th anniversary. I sent her home with pizzas and cheesesteaks for her family. She doesn't eat meat, but her husband does. So I sent him home with all the food, and I said to her, this is like a scratch kitchen. And she's an operator. She runs Foreign Daughter and Curio. She's a brand officer. At Pizza John's, they have a television right above the counter that runs 24 hours a day, a like 12-minute feature on them making their bread, their dough. It shows them making, cutting the potatoes. Like, it's a video showing their operation. Nobody knows that because you go to Pizza John's, you don't stare at it. Wendy sat there. She's like, I could watch this all day. She loves operations. Brian Billick's like that, too. When I took Brian over to Pizza John's.
Interesting.
Mr. John over there took him through the kitchen 15 years ago when Brian was with me all the time.
Yes.
And Brian just was like, I've never seen an operation like this. You know how Brian is, you know? So on Friday, I did that. Monday, I was at Costas. I did Oysters Rockefeller, which they're just phenomenal. I also love their Crab Imperial. Don't tell anybody that makes crab cakes this, Mars. I love Crab Imperial. And I am partial to Crab Imperial in some weird way. That, like, if I get Crab Imperial, I like that more than I like crab cake, even though it's wet and sort of different. But I love Crab Imperial. And I did the mushroom with that. Yesterday, I did Slaunch & Cooper's gumbo. Have you ever had their gumbo?
I have. It's very good.
So I'm just doing my favorite, and they're known for their burgers, right? I mean, they're a burger place, right?
Yep.
And they have a great fish taco. So the things that, like, the crab cake is your signature thing, the 11-ounce. Her mom's hands were 11 ounces. I got to get that in here as well. But these other items that you put on your menu, a lot of other places don't take their side. You know, we do pizza. We do crab cakes. That's all we do. I think that the amount of love you put into the other things on the menu here and specials, that's what does make people stop by, because everybody knows about the crab cakes here. And I'm bougie with you. You know this. I never eat your crab cake in here. I take it home.
You take it home.
I take it home.
You make a Burke's muffin out of it.
Well, you know why?
Oh, that's right. I was here when you
this
revealed that.
This is because I'm here, I love your Greek salad. I love it. I love your coconut shrimp, and I love your cream of crab soup. And now I have just admitted that probably the last six times I've been in here, I've gotten the exact same thing every time. And right. I take your crab cake home with me, and I do exactly what you know I'm going to do to it. By the way, since we got together last time, I was up at Cooper's in Timonium. They have a Growl's next door, supermarket.
Yep.
And I went in there, and they have my Bay's English muffins. I knew about the regular English muffins, and I knew about the
sourdough.
They do a brioche.
Oh, a brioche.
My next Coco's crab cake to go, as everyone should come over here and get them to go.
An English muffin, brioche.
A brioche English muffin. They were on sale and I didn't buy them 2 weeks ago. I went to Cooper's. I told you, I was there last night eating the gumbo. I walked in at 6:58. Grouse closes at 7 o'clock. I screwed myself. I didn't wind up getting the brioche. I'm hoping Safeway has them. So I want to get... I will leave here today, and I am getting Brioche Bay... Bay
I'll
muffins.
I'll supply the crab cake.
And it'll be fantastic. And I'm sure it will be. I saw Liz making it fresh over there. But your coconut shrimp... So was this mom's or yours? Or
no, this is Eric. This is Eric. Yeah.
My dude, you know, this is just a phenomenal thing.
How long has Eric been here as a chef?
Eric has been here. Well, he started very young. His mom came in here as a customer.
He's still young.
And yeah, he's still young. And he used to come in as a teenager, though, and help take out trash and and do things, you know,
that's
odds and ends things.
That's a cool evolution.
Yeah.
And now he's made the number five.
Yeah, I would say he's been with us 10 years. I haven't looked lately back.
And some of your stuff that you are big sellers for you are his innovations, basically.
Yes.
Yeah, that's cool.
He has added a lot to it there. He is... added a lot to our menu.
Man. He's humble. He didn't tell
he's
me.
He's so humble.
He wouldn't even come on.
No, I know. He's a shy guy.
Well,
he loves to make people happy through food, though.
By all means, if you've ever had a Coco's crab cake, you know about it. You'll be back. Get the coconut shrimp. Get the cream of crab soup when you come in. Get a gin and tonic for Marcy, but don't get the tonic because she didn't care for the tonic so much. She prefers the gin. And, get these coconut shrimp, but get crab cakes to go. We're here. Your to-go business, I always like
there's
to talk about the business a little bit. When because as I sit here, I'm 8 feet away. I can literally throw a quarter over and hit people come in. I see people here when I do the show who have no intention of eating in here at all. They've called ahead. Yeah, I see their bags over there right now waiting for them. I have done this on the app myself, ordered ahead, come in, it's waiting for you. My wife's waiting in the car outside.
And all that developed during COVID.
Right,
all that
right.
happened during COVID.
I was with you during that period of time, and it felt like a curse. I called you when you're closed, you're boarded up, you
right.
can't open, the city.
It
it's
was.
Brandon's fault, it's Johnny O's fault, it's Larry.
Right.
Everybody's mad, everybody's upset. PPP, God, can I keep my employees? Everybody went through that. And as it winds up 5 years later, it winds up being this crazy blessing for you in some weird way,
yes.
right?
Yeah, I mean, it allowed you to do more things, you know,
yes,
absolutely.
It made us pivot and start serving carryout because we couldn't do carryout before because we didn't have any kind of storage space. We didn't have the ability to handle
most restaurants didn't know how to do carryout the right way.
Yep.
I mean, Chili's and those kind of places were set up for it back in the day. Outback
right.
to go. There was all of that way before, but most restaurants just didn't
right.
weren't good at it.
We had customers that would come up literally. You would stick your head out the door, and there would be like 100 people. It was like a sea of people out there waiting to pick their food up. It was crazy. And then, you know, we developed a system, and people couldn't believe how efficient we were during that time. It was really it's crazy to think back about everything
right.
we went through.
I mean, you're humble about it. Everybody here is. And, you know, you're kind of quiet and unassuming about it. But you made a lot of right decisions here as a business owner, as a Baltimorean, as someone local. Like, no one else has a Coco's. You know, it's like a uniquely
and it's
Baltimore
also,
thing.
If I may add, she has a heart of gold, too. So,
aww.
You know, like, for the community and for
so
other
nice.
People.
Like, I love I just, you, too, but if your food sucked, no one would come.
I know that. But I'm just,
I mean, they really
I'm
would.
Well,
giving,
they might just
I'm,
drink beer.
I'm giving it as an extra. You know, I'm just saying. It's
know.
An extra that you have this amazing person running the works.
Well, I mean, there's no question about how people feel about
you. And that's all straight from mom. You know that.
Yes, of course. But, I mean, whatever, yeah. My sons aren't as good as me, you know. I mean.
Well, as much as everybody thinks,
nah, people, I'm only kidding, boys.
We're sick. You read the internet. Everybody hates me, right? I mean, you see that all day.
No, I think
but
there's
then,
a
but
few,
then
but
you
yeah.
you find out that they
you know what,
they don't. They're still following along. You know what
you
I mean?
You know, not everybody's gonna like you. It's just how it is.
But you felt the love here after 40 years, and I know 6 months ago you were saying to me, "Hey, our 40th anniversary is in August." I'm like, "Hey, my 27th's in August. Maybe we'll do something here." And you threw this party, and it just wound up being like. I guess a validation of everything that your mom did, everything that you built.
Yes.
It's a great time to reflect on all the things you've done well.
Yeah.
You should.
What
you
a
should
nice
celebrate.
Celebration
we had,
for you.
Yeah, we had so many people come in telling us about how, you know, they it was making them reminisce about how they first came in here, when they first came in here, how they brought their families here, celebrated all their birthdays, all their anniversaries. Now their kids are in college.
Sorry.
And, you know, so it's...
Yeah.
It's really neat to hear everybody's stories.
All right. Well,
and
I'm
how we've made a difference in their life.
I'm going to invite everybody to Lauraville. The neighborhood's great, too. I mean, you have been a part of that. Chameleon Cafe was on the other end for a period of time. And Maggie's
yeah,
Bar.
We love Chameleon.
Zeke's up the
yeah.
street. Thomas
yeah,
was in here
great.
The other day.
Tom, Zeke's is our
And Rasig, you've lived in two blocks from here for 40 years.
No.
To see that this enclave has been what it's been. And Ryan Dorsey came by, grew up in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
I think anybody that's down on Baltimore City, like Schindler, like you know, dictator.
Yes.
That if Wes Moore were to bring dictator to Baltimore and want to walk him someplace that isn't downtown, walk through this neighborhood.
Sure.
You know, walk around here. And see black and white, young and old, college two blocks away, well within the city. Nothing to do with the suburbs here, except that everybody in the suburbs wants to come here and get a crab cake, sit at your bar, make a dinner, make a night down
here. There's been a lot of restaurants here that haven't survived at all. And so that's the other thing about Coco's is that, and someplace like Zeke's, you know, but especially Coco's, which has been here so long, to kind of endure a lot of... roller coaster endure COVID too for one. I mean, a lot
right.
of places went by the wayside that way. But just making it on this block is not an easy thing to do. It's just you have to have a product that will bring in people from outside of this neighborhood to really survive in this neighborhood, I think. You can't just rely on, right. on locals here.
You know, this was explained to me, and I want both of you, as constituents of Ryan Dorsey, I had never met Ryan. I know you know Ryan a little bit.
No, I'm such
I don't know
a
if,
kid.
If, yep. you, if you've listened to him speak at length. I yep. did 56 minutes with him here.
He's a
and he carried
dude.
On and on about density of population, how big the houses are in this neighborhood, and you're not legally allowed to have two families and split yeah. the dwellings, and the houses are so big, and there's just less people that live in this density of the area. And I yeah. had Zach Blanchard from my old council downtown, where everything goes up. There's more humans that live there that can walk and support a Cheers.
That's interesting.
A local bar. And this neighborhood does have that challenge that it hurts businesses. There were more businesses along Hartford Road than there were humans who lived in houses, in these bigger houses over here, to support a Zeke's, a Coco's, a Maggie's
right.
Farm. And I didn't understand that from a density thing, but the more I understand, it's why I said to Ryan, it's one of the reasons I try to put smart people on, is because he taught me a lot in an hour. Not just about the neighborhood, but about the city and about the history of all of it. And you've taught me about the history of your place in 40 years. Your crab cake, has it's not changed at all? Your
nope.
mother's nope. original recipe from the early 90s when she decided we were going to have a crab cake at Coco's.
That has not changed.
Yes.
Same one that Harvey told me about. I told you you'd like that crab cake down there. 11 ounces, stop by and get. Now, you did do the little ones for the 40th anniversary, and you do
we
do a
did.
Lunchtime thing, too, sometimes, right?
We do. We do a 6 ounce at lunch during the week.
Okay.
Yes.
Am I leaving anything out that I need to promote here at Coco's?
The little ones are very, that was a specialty item. It takes three times. It took me three times to make the same amount of crab cakes. The same, you know, like bowl.
Make one big bowl or three little balls. It's going to take longer to make little ones.
Right. And it's really hard to make them that small. So,
celebrities that have been here over the 40 years.
By the way, we
had
a late great celebrity
yeah.
that Rasig used to drink with here all the time.
Not all the time, but I used to run into Tom Maddie here every once in a while at your bar.
Yeah,
he used to come.
Now, we lost Tom a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I love hearing the Tom ate here.
I forgot all about it.
By the way, I got raspberry jalapeno sauce right on my shirt.
It matches. Good, you wear it well, Ness.
You can't really tell.
It's going to come out, right?
We've had Mary Lou Henner here.
It's going to come out, right?
Mary Lou Henner. And I know she remembers.
Mary Lou Henner.
She remembers everything.
Well, when I meet Mary Lou Henner, I'm going to ask her about this.
Yeah.
Because she will remember
this.
It's
wild, isn't it, to have a memory
that's
like
a
that?
That's a nice celebrity sighting.
This,
Mary Lou Henner.
That's a stain of love is what that
name?
Is.
Oh, gosh. He's on her picture frame.
What'd he do?
Comedian. Jim, his brother, Belushi.
Belushi.
Jim Belushi.
Jim Belushi.
He's
yeah.
in the cannabis
yeah.
business now. Yeah.
Yeah. He was here. We've got some
nice
photos on our digital frame up there.
Well, I'm going to get the mayor to come
we've
back
had
out.
Some,
he has threatened to join me here.
Oh, the mayor's here all the time.
Right.
Yeah. Listen, he did miss our party, which we were really sad about.
Well.
But I'm sure he had something come
listen,
up.
Listen, I say this about all of my sponsors. And I say that you're all incredibly nice people. But you're territorial to some degree. People say, you always crab cakes. He sat at Fadley's when he was city council president and talked about how much he loved your crab cake.
Ah, that's a good mayor for you.
Oh
that's
gosh.
Like, and they still voted for him 6 years ago. No, but you know, it is funny that when you have your spot, you know, your place. Like
it's us and he loves Frank's for pizza.
Okay.
That's
right,
his
there
spot.
You go. There you go.
Well,
and they do have really good pizza.
In the county, so, you know. I ain't going down to the city for pizza, you know. I don't know. Get down to the city. Come down to Lauraville and visit. You have a beautiful neighborhood here.
And then this week we're doing.
What are we doing with this?
To celebrate
this week?
Our 40th anniversary with everyone else that wasn't able to attend our party.
While they last.
Unfortunately, you know, we're a little tiny place. But anyway, we are offering pint glasses, a commemorative Coco's pint glass, to everyone that comes in and dines with us this week. So
all
make
right.
a reservation.
Why do you call
come
yourself
in.
A little tiny place?
We are a little. Well, I mean, I think we're a little tiny place.
You can see the whole place here.
We're not as small as Ekibon.
No, but people talk about Ekibon, too. So,
yeah.
You know.
They,
you don't know Ekibon?
Did you look at my list?
No.
No.
All right.
Oh, is that in your top five?
Okay, it is. I know he loves that broccoli there.
Oh, that is
good. You guys
good.
Are spoiling things. Stop it.
We're just guessing.
I made you number five. Be happy.
We know all your favorite
we're
foods.
We're just guessing
that. The only reason you're really number five is you wound up at the end of the all my live shows. I did five live shows in a row. Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You were the last one. You were on vacation before. I decided that's the way I was going to do it. And that's that.
There okay. you go.
And you're not even open on Monday, so I couldn't make you number seven.
Okay. But is our number going from one to how many places are we doing?
27.
27.
Yeah, she.
Oh, because 27 years. Duh.
That's it. Yes.
You know who's really
sorry,
gonna be,
I
you know who's gonna really be pissed at me?
I thought
you know
it was
really
10.
Be pissed at me?
Who?
Atmans. You know why?
Oh.
They were 28.
Oh, they didn't crack the 27.
Well,
huh?
I love Atmans.
I had dinner there last
I can only
night.
Do 27.
Was that a hard call
well,
at the end?
What do you know?
It's like it's the not, Ravens
see,
roster cut today.
This is the
today.
Thing, Marsh. I'm not doing these based on, like, favorite places or whatever. It's just, like, literally dishes. I'm doing
right.
the things that I love to eat. My these are literally,
oh, but aren't we
literally
all
my 27.
Didn't you say we're also all your sponsors?
Not all.
Oh, not all. Okay.
You did say
I couldn't
that.
Do that. I don't have 27 food
but
sponsors.
But are you putting them in order from 1 to 27?
Right. 27 to 1. I'm doing a countdown backwards.
27 to 1. Okay, you're doing it backwards.
So you're
we're
high.
Five.
You're
so,
high. You're
so
high.
Yeah, I'll
tomorrow,
take that.
I'm doing number. I'm not high yet, but we are sponsored by Keurig. Number 4.
Oh, so we don't know who number
4
one is
which
yet.
Is?
I'm telling you tomorrow. You already gave away number 2, you jerks. All right.
I almost went and got broccoli there yesterday.
Am I? Can I put
have
a plug
you had
in
the
before
broccoli
I go?
At Ekebin?
It is amazing.
It's great. It's great.
Okay.
It's great.
You had never had
it's
it until really I told good. You, or you had had it?
I had not had it. You kept raving about it, so I went there and got it.
And?
It's amazing.
My wife won't eat it because it's not like, good for
so
you.
So let me ask you right now.
That could
I'm
going to
ask
meal.
You right now.
Yes.
Is the broccoli tempura at Ekebin better or worse than the shrimp, coconut shrimp at Coco's?
I mean, can I taste the coconut shrimp? I thought there I was waiting
go.
For my coconut shrimp, by the way.
Don't
and
wear it like I did with the
shrimp.
Okay.
You've
got to have some sauce. Yeah,
but
you got to
cold plate. Now.
It's they're delicious. Can I get some tonic water for my shirt?
You can't even tell with
no,
the
no, dude, come on, it's a nice shit, it's
yeah,
a mess.
I know, but you can't see it.
Here, I'm going to give it to Baz.
I got to give it to the stuff. Coconut shrimp. Honestly, I got to give it to the coconut shrimp. Just because, and also that sauce, which is great.
Look, you are my sponsor. Let me kiss your ass a little bit. The only reason you're not number one is because I didn't want to come back and do the show on Sunday. All right? All right?
You would have made me come on Sunday?
I got football
Labor Day
on Sunday.
Weekend.
I got football. All right. She's number 5 with a bullet, all right? They're all great.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know
it's
this
hard.
Is any better than any of the other
really
27
good.
Things I've had. They're
good.
All great.
You like them?
Yeah, they're really good.
Good, good.
All right. Well, I just got you guys to pimp out the broccoli at Ekebin.
That's really good, too, though.
I mean, it's really good.
That's amazing,
so,
yeah.
My right. number one, though, don't spoil it. My number one is so number one to me.
Steam crab somewhere?
That about a year and a half ago, I brought, let's say number one in the number two business. I brought the number one item on the list
here
as a gift to you one
I
time.
I know what it is.
You knew what it was.
I know.
All right, we're Coco's.
I cannot tell you.
Day anniversary.
I'll tell you off camera.
Okay.
Now, is that better than your coconut shrimp?
No.
That's a good business.
Well, I know it's not better than your crab cakes. I'm not going to ask that. We're at Coco's, giving some love to Marcel. It's been 40 years here at Coco's Pub. You can order online. You can order them to go. You can order them raw. You can order them cooked. Can't
come
order
in and
them.
Get your glass.
Can't order them fried, but you can get the coconut shrimp fried, and they are fresh, and they are delicious. And if you balk at shrimp like my wife, she's not a shrimp person, I would say get the cream of crab soup here. If you're getting something that's not the crab, get the cream crab soup here.
Yeah, it's delicious.
I've already
that's
had it.
Delicious.
Amazing.
They tried to give me a bowl of it, but I took
and
a
that's
cup.
another recreation that Eric did change the because the same exact thing happened. The product was not the same that we were getting that we used as our base, and so we contacted them. They swore they didn't change it. Turns out they did change it. Came back to us later and said, now we've changed it back. Do you want to start using it again? And Eric's like, nope.
quality control.
You know, we've already come up with our own recipe, and so
is it's
completely
made. Is the secret a hint of sherry? Is it a touch
of
sherry?
It does have some sherry. but yeah, so we, because something wasn't as good. She stopped. Eric came up with his own recipe for that, and it now it's kind of gone viral.
Oh, sherry. All right, I got some coconut shrimp. We're coconuts. We've been giving away. I'm going to find some lottery tickets to give away. We're going to have Raven scratch-offs. We're going to resume the Maryland Crab Cake Tour on the 16th. Just learned this. 16th of September, we're going to be at the Beaumont, Catonsville. They're not mad at me for being number 25 for the fried lobster. You know who's mad at me? My wife. I made a shot of video last night. I picked her up at the airport. She's been gone a couple weeks. And I picked her up, and we were going to go to the number 9 place on the list and get the Indian food. We didn't. We had some ideas last night, and I picked her up, and I'm like, let's just go over to Beaumont. And I went over, and we sat down, and she's pissed at me. She's like, you didn't feature the lamb chops. These lamb chops are so lot better than that fried lobster, generally lobster. So she got the lamb chops, and they do their lamb chops over there with a special peach sauce.
Ooh,
like you do
good.
The special raspberry. They do mm-hmm. a peach sauce. They do a pork chop over there.
You've talked about this place before. But you keep
Beaumont,
telling me about
the
it.
Beaumont. Yeah. I'll take you to
and
dinner.
And where is it?
It's in Catonsville, right
in
on Frederick Road.
In Catonsville, yes.
It's
yes.
At Beaumont and Frederick Road.
Beaumont.
It's the Beaumont.
I'm going to have to venture over there one day.
We've been there, yeah.
I don't feel like
he
I screwed
about
up.
It often.
I don't think I screwed up because they do a fried lobster tail. There are a whole lot of places that do that. And I call it a chicken fried lobster tail. They don't love that because it sounds like chicken, but it's like a breaded.
Right.
It's breaded in their fried chicken breading. And they do a
fried. I mean, everything is good fried. So
It's a fried lobster tail. And it's, I mean, it's decadent. It's bougie. It's not inexpensive.
Right.
But it's delicious.
Right.
And I featured it. And my wife's like, you should have featured the lamb chops and lamb chops. And last time we got the lamb chops, and damn it, they're not good. I mean, they come with peach. The thing about your coconut shrimp is it's served with the raspberry. I like things that I can't get anywhere else.
Right.
Well, I mean, I've never gotten into an argument with my wife about food, Nestor. So that's a first for me to hear you guys were going at, you know, going at it about
I have pictures of her holding the lamb chops
well,
up looking disgusted at me.
I get it.
He's passionate about his food.
Right, yes, he really is.
But the problem is I get passionate about, and I come in and I wind up getting the same thing all the time.
So many
and that's
people do that
one
here.
Of the things with Coco's is like
so
everybody
so many
comes
people
here for
will
the
come
cake.
In and get the crab cake over and over and over again, and then we finally get them to try something else, and they're like, oh my God.
No,
man. Yeah, they're like, oh, you have other good food.
People go to Pizza John's. What do they get?
Pizza.
That's why I featured the cheesesteak, you know?
Right.
People
Rome.
Go to Cooper's, the Chow Hound Burger. Get the gumbo. You know what I mean? That's what I'm trying to tell people because I love all of my sponsors and so does everybody else. Why this place is packed all the time.
Let me ask you something because you're talking about food.
I'm going to eat.
What is your least favorite food, Ness? What food would be the bottom of the list?
I don't
food?
Like not, game, not I don't like gamey stuff. So I'm not a fan of venison. I'm not a fan of like liver at all. I love
that's
vegetables. You know, like the number one food item on my list is a vegetable. Okay.
So okay.
My number one overall item is sweet.
Does that jibe with you?
So
it is a vegetable that he presented.
Everything.
Everything sweet is.
I did this before you came on.
The number one food.
Bill Henry asked me, since we're doing the segment on food, and this is the end of the tour.
Right.
Like, literally, it's probably the last time I'm going to talk about some of this stuff. And I'm not going to let you see the list.
Okay.
Or the two snakes I got out of the basement yesterday.
I heard about them.
Yeah. I didn't think I was going to wrangle one snake. I did two in the same day. I'm not sure it wasn't the same little bastard, but I put him out in the field. I don't think he came back. So, here are the foods that I'm doing. This is the list I'm only going to do to 16, 15, because I haven't revealed the last 14.
Right.
I'm doing the reveal the week of the Buffalo Flacco game.
Okay.
We're not going to get to number one until middle of September.
Right.
Number 27, Philly Pretzel Factory, their pretzel.
Okay.
It's a Philly pretzel. I love it. This is, you asked me why.
Where is that located? I got to go there because I like Philly pretzel.
North of John Carroll in Bel Air. It's in the Greenbrier Shopping Center.
Okay.
There's a Safeway in there.
All right.
Philly Pretzel Factory.
Okay.
It's a chain. They're big in Philly and Jersey.
Right.
It's the water. It's the water.
Oh, I've been to, I've been to it, and I agree with you. That those pretzels are amazing there.
Yeah. Well, better than the Annie's.
What's that? Oh, yeah.
Better than Annie's.
I love it. Yeah. This is a legitimate Philly.
No,
this is the pretzel I got in the parking lot at the Spectrum.
Greasy.
This isn't. Yeah. No. This is an oven baked.
Like a real pretzel. Like
did you ever go to Two Guys and get the pretzels outside when you went to Two? This is a Philly pretzel.
Right.
So I featured that because when I'm in Bel Air, hell, when I'm in Jarrettsville, when I'm in Aberdeen, I'll go out of my way. My wife thinks I'm nuts. Like, I'm like, hey, we're going to Philly tonight. Let's drive through Bel Air so I can get pretzels on the way. And I go, and they're $3 for $5. They're cheap.
Yeah, they're amazingly cheap.
This list was not about, let's do lobster and filet mignon. Let's do the expensive crab cake.
Right.
These are my favorite things to eat. And they become my favorite things to eat when I get obsessed. And I'm like, I'm going to Bel Air Tuesday. I'm getting a pretzel. You know what I mean?
like
literally,
friend,
right? So number 26.
Drive to Pittsburgh for a sandwich.
I love Jamaican food. Love, love.
Yeah, love
brown stew chicken's one of my favorite things on earth. They do it right at the Jerk Hut Eatery in Towson. It's right across from the Towson Library. I mean, small. My God, it's a little carryout. Two little seats in there. Legit Jamaican folks. Get the brown stew chicken, but you can get anything. The curries are great.
Okay.
Oxtail stew.
Man,
fantastic.
You're making me hungry.
Number 25. Patisserie Poupon.
Oh, we've been getting treats from there.
All right. So I get this thing that they have beautiful sweetie sweets and Napoleons and all that. I get this thing called the Breton. It is a cookie that's this big or a cookie that's this big. So the one like this is about $9, the one like this is about $15. They sold out in the cheaper ones. I got a cookie. I was eating it for a month. I was cutting like a cake. It tastes like wedding cake or like a really good a butter cookie, like a pound cake cookie.
It's
called a Breton.
Angela was ordering some items from there for the staff. Every once in a while, you know,
I love Patisserie Poupon.
We'll order
it's
a whole
fantastic.
Bunch of stuff on Saturday and treat everybody.
Number 24 is the Beaumont for the fried lobster tail. My wife thinks I'm wrong, and it should have been the lamb chops, and it should have been higher.
Right.
And she's right. Number 22, Clean Cuisine. Clean Cuisine is a catering carryout. You cannot eat in there. It is a storefront. It's next to where Steve's Deli used to be in the Crondall Village Shopping Center up by MPT, up by Stevenson and Owings Mills.
Okay.
It's on Owings Mills Boulevard.
Wow.
Clean Cuisine. The item is the Aaron's award-winning, I was part of the award, butternut squash lasagna.
Ooh.
So they take the squash and cut it real thin, like lasagna.
Right.
They use a turkey meat with a fennel. They use sweet roasted red peppers, red sauce, and mozzarella on
amazing.
Top. It bakes
sounds
up.
Good.
So it is not a veggie lasagna because it has meat, but it's turkey.
Right.
All right.
Wow.
That's what you want to get at Clean Cuisine. Number 22. 21, Old Salties. Don't be mad at me, but I featured a crab cake. It's 300 miles from here. It's in Hooper's Island, and the reason you want to go there is the crab cake's delicious. It's fresh out of the water. I mean, we're right. But Hooper's Island is as close to, like, Smith Island as you can drive to.
Yeah.
So you want to drive to Cambridge. You want to make a right turn. You want to go through Blackwater Refuge, which is the most beautiful place in the state. If you've never done it, do it. That's the real gift here is the trip I'm taking you on. Not necessarily.
Okay.
Crab cake's great. Restaurant's great. Remodeled. Baltimore people own it. But Hooper's Island is a special. It's like being in Smith Island. You just drive. It's 30 minutes from Cambridge. So if you're going to Ocean City, leave an hour or two early. Have a beautiful drive, get a sandwich, get whatever you want there, and then get back on the road to Ocean City and drive the Harriet Tubman Trail. Schittler's trying to get rid of this right now, right?
Yeah.
The Felon King.
Yeah.
Trying to get rid of this Black Heritage Trail where slavery ended on the Eastern Shore.
Right.
F him.
Yes.
And go get the crab cake at Old Salties. And I didn't say that in the middle of Joker's.
I agree.
Number 20 is the Ugly Pie.
Okay.
It is just what it is, man. It's a pie joint. It is a bakery. It is 20 feet off of 50 in East Salisbury. So you got to go through downtown Salisbury or just bypass on the way home from the beach. Go another mile instead of the bypass. It's on your left. Grab some pie. Get the Death by Coconut.
Ooh, love coconut,
by
man.
Coconut.
Like, you're killing me.
So this is like a coconut ganache, a coconut cream, coconut pie, all
here.
Into a coconut thing.
I am
all right?
so...
Number, that was number 20. Number 19, Fujisan. not Japanese. I get the Thai. Fuji-san is at Cranbrook and York and your old neighbor at Cockeysville.
Yeah, right.
It's in the plaza next to the Cold Stone. It's behind what used to be the old IHOP, the iconic IHOP.
Yes, right.
It's right in that parking lot. Fuji-san, and there's two things you want to get there, just like the website. You want to get the pad thai. I get the chicken pad thai.
Right.
I get the beef drunken noodles, a little spicier, delicious.
I like both.
Best drunken noodles, best pad thai I've ever had.
And we've been looking for a good Thai place. So
Fuji-san.
Okay.
All right. Number 18. I know you guys have been to Blue Moon for the Captain Crunch
franchise. We're just talking about it.
You would agree that belongs on this list of the greatest things you've ever had in your life, right?
I've never eaten it, but I was admiring it on your Facebook page, yeah.
There are two of them. The first Blue Moon, it's a little place like Marcella's. Actually, the Blue Moon 2 is about this big.
Right.
The original Blue Moon's really tiny.
Right.
Really tiny. Right. Right?
Yeah.
So you
got to
get there early, but get there early
get
and do
there
it.
Get there early, yeah.
That's number 18. Number 17, Snowball. My favorite Snowball, Eastside, Icy Delights. Get whatever you want, but I get the egg custard. You know, I mean,
right.
I'm not a marshmallow guy, but I wanted to feature a Snowball place that's my Snowball place.
Okay, yeah.
Marshmallow is the best part.
Six different locations
like the
over there.
Yeah.
But you can get a Snowball anywhere. Icy Delights, their flavors, the way they do their snow, it's more of a snow, more of a Hawaiian style.
Okay.
Holds up better.
I mean, the one up here on Walther is pretty good, and it's the very first one.
Icy Delights.
Yeah, I know.
Icy Delights, you can go to any of them. There's one. Parkville and the Knights of Tall Cedars parking lot. There's one in Middlesex Shopping Center. The prime location is on Wise Avenue, the wrong side of Dundalk. It's Patapsco side. But I go over there to get a Snowball because I'm, you know, Dundalk guys don't go to Patapsco. Icy Delights. And they have a whole kitchen there where they do ice cream and different things.
Okay.
A lot of them are just straight up Snowball stands.
Okay.
Phenomenal. And take advantage of it while they're open because it's summertime. Number 16. Clavel. You been to Clavel for tacos?
I have not. I heard it's really good.
Yes.
Good happy hour, too.
Yeah, I heard it's really nice.
Clavel tacos, man. Yeah. Get the Pibil Cochinita. Get the fish taco, the luchador. I don't have a taco there.
Right.
And I don't drink. And he's big into their in the mezcal. I don't love mezcal. So I don't ever drink there.
Right.
Because I'm a tequila guy.
Right.
I know you're a gin girl.
Mezcal.
But go to Clavel. Get anything.
I can't get on board with that stuff either, mezcal. I just
I like mezcal when it's mixed in a cocktail, but to have it straight is awful.
Fire watery.
It tastes like Band-Aids to me. It
tastes like licorice to me, but whatever.
Yeah. It tastes like Band-Aid smell.
Band-Aid smell. That's interesting.
No, I don't
want it. Maybe that's what that's I've been rolling with.
Now I want some more coconut shrimp to wash
but
it away.
But it's really good in a margarita because it kind of counteracts
I think I've had it in a margarita,
It's really good like that.
I do like it
in a
margarita.
So you have to have it in a cocktail.
Right.
But never by itself. For
you serve mezcal
anyway.
Or no? Just tequila?
I'm sure we have mezcal here.
Yeah, okay, you do. Okay. Mm-hmm. Number 15, and I'm going to stop after 14 because I'm going to do a giveaway on 14. It's not public what 14 is.
Yes.
15... It isn't public either. 15 will be public tomorrow, but I'll give it to you. Happy China. Very close to here. It is a block from the Emerald Tavern.
Oh, okay.
So I've had a whole Chinese. I love Chinese food. Like reminds me of my mother. My maternal mother, who had a lot of off-the-field issues. She's taking me to the White Rice Inn down on Park Avenue, just north of the arena. What used to be our Chinatown here when I was a little boy. And she'd get the wonton. She'd get the egg drop soup, the white pepper. And, you know.
Oh, white pepper. So good.
Chicken chow mein, she loved. I get the shrimp and broccoli dinner that comes with a little thing of egg drop soup. And then you get an egg roll with that. I get a shrimp egg roll.
Oh, that's great.
And I get some wontons. And when you see it on the platter, when you see the video at a tastiness, follow this at TASTYNES, you'll see how fresh it is. Hmm. It's just always so fresh.
Nice.
I would tell you, as much as I love you and I love all of my sponsors, since I've moved to Towson and I do yoga four nights a week, I eat that meal more than any other meal that I eat.
Yeah, it's convenient.
I get
for
it
you
once
too.
A week at 8:30 at night. I'm a sweaty mess. It's easy on my stomach, you know. Just I sleep well when I eat it. It's broccoli. It's rice. It's egg. It's delicious.
Right.
And here's another thing about Thai food, and not so much your coconut shrimp, but definitely your crab cake. Things that can sit in my refrigerator for a day or two or three go further for me. leftovers that taste good. Leftover pizza, not so much. You know, there's some leftover things. French fries, not so much.
No,
you know,
right.
So things that hold over, Thai food that are noodles, rice things that are Asian. I love those foods more because when you buy them, they become three meals.
You
hold on for a day or two.
Of course.
So I give extra stock to some of those things in my list. But I wanted to have an Indian, a Chinese, a Thai, all of the foods that I love so much to feature. This is my Thai place. This is my Chinese place.
How long do you think you spent on this list? It must have been like
6 months.
Yes.
Well, it was inspired kind of by you and one of my other sponsors because I was going to do crab soups. I was going to do cream and Maryland, and I thought I would wear out on that, like doing 27 days of nothing but soups.
Right.
And moving around to do it.
Yeah.
It would get, because they all are going to be different. And I know what I like. You know, I know what I like in a cream of crab in a Maryland, and I'm going to be moving toward that. So doing all these different foods, this is a wide variety, you would admit. So day 14, and I'm going to stop at 14.
Yeah.
Because the top 12, I've already given you 6 or 7 of them. I've done the show with Fadley's at Pizza John's at Casas at Cooper's at Coco. So I've given you the places that I'm doing these. Number 14 is not a sponsor. A lot of the rest of them I'm not mentioning are not sponsors. They're just places that I love. This is a little place that I don't know if anybody knows about it. It's in York Road. I think it's a chain, but I'm not even sure. It's called Rise Biscuits.
I've heard you talk about this
It's
before,
a chicken and biscuit place. It is, again, a order with a kiosk. You can stand in and eat. It's a sort of stand-and-go place. It's where the Meritage Jewelers is. It's in the parking lot where Watson's home and garden is.
Sure,
so we're talking just north of York Road, Timonium area. And they do, at breakfast time, Bojangles does a Bowberry biscuit. But it's a really sweet blueberry biscuit. They do a biscuit at this Rise that is just appropriate. It's lemony, but not too lemony. It's got fresh, delicious blueberries in it, and they do just that little bit of icing glaze on the top. It's not like a Dunkin' Donuts. This is something that when I go, I get two of them, and I eat them for like 3 days. I warm them up in my toaster with my coffee at 4 a.m. I like a little sweet knickknack, a little cookie. Mm. I might even be going to Woodley for some chocolate chip cookies when I leave here.
Be careful.
Next couple days.
That How does he say thin when he eats?
Might be on my list.
No idea. Four nights
I
of yoga.
I could do that.
Four nights of hot yoga a week.
We were talking about that before the show. I need to start doing hot yoga.
See, here's the difference we're seeing, Mr. Skinny Guy.
I'm going to yoga tonight, but at a brewery, you know.
With goats,
you're
going to
twist up and drink a beer.
It's really fun. It's a fun.
Goats or kangaroos? What are you doing?
It's over at Peabody. No, we're going to Peabody Heights.
Right. So you do yoga and then drink beer?
We do yoga and then we drink a beer afterwards.
Oh, that's cool.
That's very nice, yeah.
That is really cool.
I do yoga and eat healthy Chinese food. That's why I look the way I look.
I mean, one beer.
And hydrate appropriately.
One beer.
Is there water in that beer? It's acceptable. It's get a Coors Light. Mars is here. Rasig is here. We're at Coco's Pub, and I'm trying to entertain the truth. Thank you. And thanks for letting me list my list, because I haven't really done that.
Yeah.
And
can
I don't
you
know
send
that
me that list after you're done with it all?
I
all you like, just go
really
to
like
Positive. It's all at the website.
Okay,
there's videos. There's words. There's me talking about it.
Right,
there's me showing it.
Right,
can you
but
send me a list
we just
anyway?
See
we
just it
wanted
to, without having to watch
your show
again.
Here's what I'm going to do for you. September 12th, when all of it's out and
done.
Okay,
you're going to post the list?
I'll have the whole list.
Okay.
But the idea is to try more. Listen, I have a friend of mine.
Because it could be like, you know, when Baltimore Magazine does the
That's
50
right.
best,
I just wanted
you know, like
a
we
reference,
I have Nestor's
a reference
faves.
List, that's all.
I have a friend of mine whom I love dearly, and I took her for crabs about 3 weeks ago. We're over Costas, we're eating these big-ass crabs, and we're talking. And she's like, all right, I need the whole list right now. And I'm like, I'm giving you the list. You follow along. She's like, oh, come on, it's me. And I'm like, no, Shannon, I ain't giving you the list. And then about 4 days into it, she's like, oh, this is fun. I'm following every day. And I'm like, well, that's the whole idea.
Well, I mean, I've been following it, but I just want it organized, you know, that I can put on my refrigerator.
Years.
Oh, congratulations on 40 years.
Awesome. That is awesome.
My little radio. He knows that they said it wasn't going to work. I mean, the day you walked into the radio, so you were one of the first guests in the history of the radio station. You came in that day, August 3rd, 1998. You came to, we had food in the basement. We had a whole thing.
Right.
Like, it was like your Christmas party on Sunday. It was all friends and family.
Right.
Come by, get some food. Well, we're opening the station.
I remember it.
Right.
Yes.
I was 28 years old.
Yeah.
And here I am all these years later. Crazy.
That's beautiful.
Crazy.
And his move was very, you know, like, It was a leap because he was already in newspapers.
No one had ever done sports radio. Yeah. Well, people told me it wouldn't work.
When you were at Emerald,
I was Nasty Nestor on AM 15 or AM 1230. I was doing afternoon sports radio 5 to 7.
Okay.
93, 94, 95. And I was DJing on weekends for money.
Okay.
Yep. I DJed weddings, parties, Critics' Choice DJ. My partner, Howard Scherr, joined me Monday when we were up at Costas and did an hour with me because he was my ballpark reporter in the 90s.
That's fun. Yeah, that's really fun.
You know, so like this has been, and being able to share my, so many people I know in the world, I love Cuckoo's Crab Cakes. I get the crab cakes. Get the shrimp. Try the shrimp. They're delicious, you know? So I'm just
trying to... It's hard for people to deviate, though. Like you say, you get the same thing at the same place all the time. It's hard for people to change because they know what they like. They don't get there that often.
We're very
they
much like
They
want to
get
that.
What, you know, we're creatures of habit.
Jerry and I are very much like that. Yeah, so, we know it's good, so we get it, you know?
Well, I'll give a love to one of my other sponsors, Terry Beck up at Cooper's. Cooper's North, a two-time cancer survivor, too. Good man. About 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, my wife and I went in. We go there on for the corned beef on St. Patty's Day. They do a special. It's really a sweet corned beef. It's really a different, weird corned beef, Dr. Lou's corned beef. And we would go to Cooper's North to get that. And I was just a customer. I've known Patrick Russell for years, but he was never a sponsor. And I've known him, and I would go in once or twice a year to get this or that. And I went in, and Terry sees me at the bar, and, oh, Nasty, hey, you know what? And he's like, you ever had our gumbo? And I'm like, well, I don't even know if I like gumbo, you know. He's like, I'm going to bring you some. And I'm like, I don't even know if I want it, but, you know, all right, I'll be polite. And he brought me out a little Dixie cup of the gumbo. And that 2.5 years ago, and I had never had it. I took one bite of it, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is unbelievable.
Right.
And I'm ordering burgers in there, ordering chicken wings, what you know, whatever, in a bar. And until somebody offers you the crack, you don't know.
That's
know what I
right.
mean? Like, literally.
That's
so now,
true.
You know, fortunately for you, he's number 6, not number 5 on the list. But that gumbo, like, I don't get it every time I go because I got to kind of be in the mood for it. But I wouldn't get gumbo anywhere else. I wouldn't get coconut. I don't go anywhere and order a coconut shrimp because it's not going to be this good.
That's it, right. Yeah. Nowhere to go.
Yeah, I mean, once you get something you love, people love your crab cake so much that they won't even try the other crab
cakes.
They won't
try them other places.
And I'm that, and people are like that with other crab cakes. And I'm like, no. Go try them all. People say to me,
they're all good.
I love Fadley's. I've never had a coconut. Well, go eat it. You'll love it.
And
it's going to be different. They're all different.
They're all different. Yeah.
That's what makes it so beautiful. Because I can say
some people
peach
go
cake,
like,
or I can say chocolate chip cookies, or they're all different. I like what I like. And the Woodley chocolate chip cookies, the Woodley Bakery, they're my next door neighbor's recipe. I love them. And I can only get them there. And I don't know how the hell to make them. So.
Well, you're not right near there, Ness, so just drop by.
All right.
On your way
love
home.
You both. You know all that. Right.
Happy anniversary.
My all-star team. 40 years of Coco's, 40 years of huge crab cakes, about 10 years of really good coconut shrimp and some cream of crab soup you got to get when you come in here, too. I want to make sure
I'm not
featuring one.
You got it.
Yeah.
You can't have my wife's.
I'm not taking yours.
She's already mad at me about the lamb chops.
I'm taking one of Marcy's that she's going to give me.
And I want to give you a little bit of love. I'm taking something out of here tonight because you know you're going to give me a crab cake for the brioche thing that I do and extra sharp cheddar cheese. We love your ribs.
I was going to ask you if you tried our ribs.
We take your ribs
they
home.
They are so good. Have you tried our ribs?
Okay.
No, but I have tried your chicken. The
parrot head.
Yeah.
The parrot head.
You know who loves that?
Yeah.
My second guest. So it wasn't Ryan. Who was my second guest? Bill Henry.
Bill Henry.
Bill Henry.
Yes. He just told me when he was leaving.
He talks about that.
Yeah. He said it was so good.
That's his thing at your place.
I tried to treat him to lunch today for being on the show. And he is like, I got to get to work. I'll come back another time.
These city
guys. He said, but I've had your parrot head and it is amazing. Yeah,
see, now, no offense. That's not my favorite thing on your menu, right?
Everyone has different.
My wife loves that.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a palate thing. That's why this month for 27 years, I just wanted to feature the favorite things at all the places I love with the people I love doing it with. So it's a little weird. And I gave you the list. They're all wildly different foods.
Favorite ballpark food, Ness, locally?
Locally?
Either stadium.
I don't give either one of them any money. I mean, I think you know that. So I don't go to either one of them.
Okay.
My favorite ballpark food in America.
Okay.
And this will be for Eric. Is he still here?
He's there.
All right. And this is, I'm going to I think you know people that own the place and run the place, Marsh, so I'm going to give you this. The corn that you served here on your 40th anniversary, I went up five times to get it. I told Eric three times how good. I told Aaron Dante from No Picks for, he just walked in here. I couldn't stop getting the corn. So as good as nice. Your crab cakes were, and they were free, you know, for family and friends. On,
right.
I
because you like vegetables.
Yeah, you're a veggie guy.
That corn needs to be on your menu.
The chicken. Everyone was raving about the chicken.
The chicken satays.
Yes.
Okay.
They
well,
were freaking out over that.
The reason I'm bringing corn up,
yeah.
I'm really sorry.
Is the reason that his corn was so good in the little cup is it's exactly my favorite ballpark food. On the south side of Chicago, not because I'm an Aparicio and it's a White Sox
right,
thing. I've been to all the ballpark. South Chicago has a heavy Latin community that are White Sox fans. Not necessarily because of my cousin in 1956. Just a lot of my people that live in South Chicago believe freezing their ass off. A lot of Puerto Ricans, Dominicans settled in Chicago because they could get work there, right? So there's a huge Hispanic population there. And the Hispanic thing to do at a ballpark is to take corn on the cob and roll it. So they have stands there, stands that you would think about with a little umbrella.
Right.
And they pull the corn and the cob up. And what they do is they cut it into a little boat, a little paper boat.
Right.
And they cut it into the paper boat. And then you can add lime, butter, special butter, paprika, cream, white cheese, creamy white cheese. There's different cheeses, salt and pepper, and you take and you doctor up your corn.
Yeah.
And that's what you
neat.
Wind up with is a big bowl of doctored up corn with something in it that's cut off the cob, and that's exactly what you served here in little cups.
Very nice.
So my favorite ballpark food is what was made here as a side menu item.
For the party,
and the reason I was going to bring this up.
Yeah, he knocked it out of the park.
He did. Oh, that was a joke.
So I make you mad.
I like hot dogs at the ballpark.
This doesn't make you mad because you love me, but I take your crab cake out of here and do things to it you don't want me to know that I do. Not what J.D. Vance does to couches.
Wow.
Not what the vice president does to couches with his eyeliner. But I take your crab cake home and I divide it up. I conquer, divide. I fry.
Right.
I fried them. You hate that? I broil them with it. What I do with your ribs, and this just started last month, all right? I went home with your ribs, and you gave me too many. I had like a couple racks. And Jen's like, what the hell are we going to do with all this? I'm like, we're going to eat it for a couple days. You have the best coleslaw in the city. I didn't mention that, but
yes,
I just did.
Our coleslaw is amazing.
Coleslaw,
that is my mom's recipe.
That is.
That has not
your
changed.
Coleslaw. I can't feature your friggin' coleslaw
as
number five on
coleslaw
my favorite things I've ever had in my life. I don't like coleslaw that much to make it top 28, but your coleslaw isn't a top 28.
It's the best.
So
and that's another thing we do from complete scratch here. So, you know, we get the cabbage, we cut it. It's not, you know, we don't get
raspberry seeds in my teeth. That's when you know it's good.
You ought to try chia seeds to eat those. They really get stuck in your teeth.
That's why my nails are nice.
I
eat chia seeds in my breakfast every day. With
I eat it almost every day.
So I took your ribs home. And we had too many of them. I'm like eating three or four of them. I put them away. The next day, because I had stolen a crab cake and was making my crab melts, I always get extra coleslaw because the coleslaw tastes right with the crab melt because that's the way they served it at Burke's. We've explained this. And your coleslaw is very similar. It's delicious. I love me a dirty southern pork sandwich. Dirty southern is you pork, your sauce,
and your coleslaw.
And that slaw right on that puppy, right?
Yeah.
When I went home, my wife had had two extra brioche buns, regular brioche buns. She had made some burgers. And you know, when you get the buns, you get six of them. So we made four burgers, and I got two buns left over. And they were there, and you know, they got preserved. So I guess they'd been there a week, and they weren't green or anything. They were good. And I looked at the ribs, and I looked at the coleslaw, and I looked at the bun. And then I started thinking of Chopped episode. And I'm like, give me those ribs, sweetie. Give me about four of those. And I cut all the meat off, and I piled it all up.
Oh, I bet.
And I toasted that bun in my oyster, and I heated up all your meat in a pile, and then I took the coleslaw cold, and I put it all together, and I made a Coco's sweet barbecue pulled pork coleslaw Southern Lauraville sandwich.
Man,
is what I made.
Oh, man.
I don't know about you, but I'm getting hungry.
I'm getting very hungry.
Time to end the show.
So
that's what I'm doing with your ribs.
Any offense to any of these kind of bastardizations of your food?
That's the way you eat the ribs.
That would be, you know.
It's all good.
Okay.
I'm eating them the way my mama would have eaten them. She's from South Carolina, so I put them on a sandwich.
I prefer them like they are with French fries and coleslaw, but nice hot salted fries.
I appreciate your creativity on that.
But that does sound good.
That sounds good.
Not just spend an hour talking about everything.
To eat leftover ribs, right?
Yeah.
Because what else are you going to do with leftover ribs?
Spend an hour here talking to you about everything but your crab cake.
See, we're more than just crab cake.
90% of the people are still going to come in here.
And
she's
get a
getting
crab
a crab cake. Everybody's getting a crab cake. Get
they
the
are.
Coconut shrimp. Make sure you get the coleslaw. You're missing out. Get some cream of crab soup to go and a lottery ticket. Rasig is here. He's my co-host with a K. We're going to fight over these two cold
it's all you, man.
Shrimp.
I had mine. That
I'm
going to
get
great.
After
Thank
these
you.
Right now. I'm going home with some leftovers, and I'm taking the ribs out of here, some coleslaw out of here. I'm making myself hungry. 40 years.
Cheers.
Appreciate you.
Appreciate
I've
you.
Almost known her 40 years. It's been 34 years I've known Mars. So we're out here at Coco's in Lauraville. All that brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Get out, support Curio Wellness, our friends from Foreign Daughter. Wendy came by last week. Wendy had me at the BMW Championship, and her kids were out there, and all we did was talk about the bananas. People love the bananas. The baseball team, the bananas.
Oh, I heard that was so much fun. I wish I would have been able to go to that.
Talking to a six-year-old boy about the bananas was just...
Yeah,
it was great.
I didn't make it out, but I
one
of
my
a lot
customers
of people
went.
Loved it.
Yeah,
so Wendy went. So we had that conversation to be on the air for Pizza John's last week. Thanks to all my sponsors. Thanks to everybody for making this happen. GBMC stepping up to sponsor us. Jiffy Lube's coming on in football season, which is starts right now, right?
Yeah,
it's
well,
officially
one
football
more week.
Season.
Not this. Well, it starts this Thursday. No, it doesn't start this.
He's
Sunday.
A Bills fan. Say something mean to him. Come on,
no.
Let's get started.
I can't say
that. Philly on you and your Bills.
The Bills, you know.
Everybody
no one hates the Bills.
Listen, I'm going to drop the mic with this with my friend. Well, hold your citation.
Oh, we forgot.
We forgot citation.
Something
we
received.
Is that from Mayor Scott from his favorite?
This is actually from Senator Corey McCray.
Oh,
wow,
nice.
Yeah, we have a citation.
Yes,
please do.
The Maryland General Assembly, official citation. Got a lot of weight to it. Be it hereby, you want me to read it in Harvey's voice or Peter Angelos? I'll read it in Peter Angelos' voice. That good
okay,
for you?
Okay, yeah, I like that.
Be it hereby known to all that sincerest congratulations are offered to my Greek friends at Coco's Pop.
Did you say Greek or great?
Greek.
That's
he was
right.
Greek. In recognition of this special milestone. I extend my, I can't read it as Peter, it doesn't sound heartfelt. I extend my heartfelt thanks to your 40 years of outstanding service to Baltimore City and for blessing Balmer with the world's best crab cakes. Here's the many more years of continued success.
Yeah.
Presented on the 24th day of August, 2025 by Senator Corey McCray, who's been here many times, a good man and a good representative. Baltimore City Legislative District 45. It's even got Brandon's little seal on it here for you. So, you know, it's official.
That's a really cool thing.
All right.
Thing. Yeah, very good.
We're honored.
All right.
Much
all right.
Deserved.
I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. And for Rasig and everybody that thinks the wrong way, Scott Norwood. All right. Stay with us.